This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online, MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen, NMLS 2239. One of my top 10 films of all time is back in discussions. Ridley Scott has begun forward progress on a sequel to Gladiator.
Ooh, why would you do that?
Film which garnered 11 Oscar nominations and 5 wins, including Best Picture and Best Actor for Russell Crowe.
I mean, spoiler alert, but Maximus is dead. What are we going to do?
Well, they're going to follow. They're going to continue the story of Lucius, the son of Lucilla, who was Connie Nielsen. Now, the youth was the nephew of Commodus, which was played by Joaquin Phoenix, who was unbelievable in the film. You guys have seen it, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a phenomenal film.
Rock, you've seen it, right?
Yeah, that's Commodus was not a nice guy.
No, he was not, but he was great in that part. I mean, to me, that's... Joaquin was better in the role of Commodus than he was Johnny Cash.
And that's, yeah. I mean, that's a tough battle, though. I mean, you would say he's great as Johnny Cash,
yeah,
right?
He was great. Yeah. He was great. Did his own singing. But Commodus, man, I mean, for him to be able to play that, I mean, that was eerily evil. But the original was made by DreamWorks. Sources said the charge here is being led by Ridley Scott. I'm an Oscar nominated for the first film. Scott wants to direct the film as well. So this is pretty exciting, I think.
Well, I hope they don't mess it up. That was a tremendous movie to try to make a sequel.
It was.
Especially when your main character, again, might not be able to make it.
I just see this headline, and I bet Dunaway can answer this. So Keira Knightley can't remember who she ends up with in the movie Love Actually. I've never seen it, but do you know who she ends up with? Because I'm going to try to pull this and see if Dunaway can pull it out. The girl that actually was in the movie. Yeah,
she ends up with the guy who comes.
John Cusack.
No, she ends up with a guy that... You don't want her to end up with the guy who comes back at the door. He really likes her, kisses her, and all of that. But she ends up with her husband.
Well, I don't want to confuse anybody out there, but she was asked in this interview, who do you end up with? One of the questions was, who does Keira Knightley end up with in Love Actually? She was immediately stumped. I don't remember. I haven't seen it. I mean, it was so long ago. I saw it one time, but that was a really long time ago.
She made the movie.
And then she asked, was it Andrew Lincoln? Who is Rick Grimes from Walking Dead?
Yeah, I don't think she ends up with Andrew Lincoln. I think she ends up with Peter, I believe.
I don't know. Well, she's not single. If you are wondering why you are single, there's a new poll out there conducted by online medical service Body Logic MD. They asked 1,300 single adults about why they're still flying solo and found that participants were completely beating themselves up. Whopping 65% of the respondents said they blamed themselves for being uncoupled. Several also said they were too flabby for love. 37% of women thought that they were too fat to attract a partner, while 34% of men thought their lack of chiseled abs was at fault. If you were single, would you think that's your problem, Dunaway?
Yes.
I have the abs, it's just not chiseled.
They're not chiseled abs.
Yeah, they're okay.
They're under there. I got them covered.
Yeah. Mine are more rounded, not chiseled.
Other concerns, including being too sexually conservative, too boring, too nerdy, too bald, too risk averse. I think that goes back to number one. Or having too low self-esteem to be in a relationship. Men were twice as likely as women to blame the company they kept for being single. Also, about 1 in 4 women declared that they were too intelligent for prospective matches. That's the kind of woman I want, one that thinks she's too intelligent.
Too smart for you.
Rockstar, we got an update here. Do you guys remember when Colonel Sanders and KFC, they were looking for a family to name their newborn?
Yeah, I do remember that.
After the chain's founder?
Harlan, right?
Little girl's college fund is $11,000 larger after her parents deliberately named Harlan Rose after Colonel Harlan Sanders.
Not a bad name.
I mean, you're right, Jim. Aside from knowing what it's all about, like if I just said, oh, here's my little daughter, Harlan Rose.
And nobody's ever got to know the backstory. This will be something. She'll be at a kegger in 22 years.
Yep. Yeah. Is that a family name, Harlan?
You want her to go by Rose because she ends up in college and her nickname's Harley.
Harley. Wow. Oh, because you know what you do in a Harley.
No, I'm just saying Harlan. You Harley. Harley.
Yeah. You could.
Just another reason to never smack a female on the backside. Got a 25. There's a plenty of reasons. I'm saying it's never right.
Okay.
But I'm giving you another one. A 125-pound woman allegedly choked a nightclub bouncer unconscious after she mistakenly thought he was the one that slapped her on the backside of the New York bar.
Oh, so she mistaken got identity?
Yeah.
Mm.
Police in Plattsburgh tell the Press Republican that 22-year-old Kira LaGrave of Plattsburgh was at the 518 nightclub on the night of October 20th when someone hit her from behind. That's when a club surveillance video showed the 125-pound woman walking up behind the bouncer and then choking him until he falls unconscious to the floor.
Wow.
Now, police were able to track her down, charged her with a felony count of strangulation. Probably never a good felony count to have on
your record. You don't have strangulation on the old record there. That one jumps out at people.
Okay, I got a woman claiming to be a time traveler, says she has returned from the year 6,000. I'm glad she made it a good even number.
Yeah,
man. What's it like in 6,000?
Well, she's got a strange item to prove it, Brown.
Okay.
Now that you asked, the grandmother, who says her name is Chloe, she's actually from Finland, also claims dinosaurs returned to Earth in 4529, which we're going to miss, by the way.
Long-ass hibernation.
That is.
That's
one of the greatest. That's kind of one of the greatest comebacks of all time, though, right? Well, if the dinosaurs make it back.
She goes on to say, and this is going to put me back in rotation at this park, she says that zoos are actually keeping... they're kept in zoos as people, quote, consider that they were not so dangerous. So you'd be able to go see a T-Rex at the zoo.
I'd like to see that.
They almost made like a movie out of that, like a franchise.
But she goes on to say how they are later allowed in places such as jungles and safaris, but then exterminated all other animals and humans in those areas. Now, Chloe said she was initially skeptical and fearful of going into the time travel machine, but agreed on August 3rd in 1966. She says that she sat in a chair where her arms and feet were, quote, fixed, and a metallic tube was placed on her head. An electric current ran through her body. This, according to what she told Apex TV in an interview.
So she left 1966 and went to 6,000.
Right. She said she lost consciousness. Yep. Quote, the next second I opened my eyes in the middle of the street, I traveled to the year 6,000.
I think she took a drug in 1966.
Now, describing what she could see, she said the ground was entirely green with trees and flowers. Skyscrapers were peeking out of the trees.
Oh, fascinating.
Oh.
Environmentalist dream.
Green area. I like
it. You got to give it to the dinosaurs. Never gave up.
What generation Tagovailoa is quarterbacking Alabama at that point?
It's got to be 50th.
It's good for the Falcons fans. The Patriots Super Bowl is no longer the biggest comeback ever, though, if the dinosaurs are there, right?
Who's on the penny in 6,000?
Oh, we don't have a penny anymore. We probably don't even have a quarter.
I got some bad life tips for you guys.
Okay.
The first one. And I actually used to do this. Start your day with an early morning run. It's a great way to make sure your day can't get any worse than it started.
That's a great point.
Everything's up. Everything's better after that.
I love this next one, too. It takes 45 muscles to frown, but only 10 muscles to smile.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Frown all day, gain weight, and get ripped. Another bad life tip for you. If your significant other is upsetting you, text them this quote. He's busy with a wink emoji and turn your phone off.
Oh my gosh. Do not do that.
No, I dare you.
He's busy.
Another bad life tip for you. Get a bumper sticker that says, honk if you think I'm sexy. Then sit at a green light and absorb the compliment.
What's up, ladies?
Thank you.
And our final bad life tip for you here. On Trash on the Table on a Friday. Surround yourself with people who have issues because people with issues always have alcohol.
That is true. And they're interesting, too.
Some bad life tip, Jim.
Jay with a great point. He says, can you imagine if you really were from the future, how no one is ever going to believe you?
She brought a plant back.
That's Trash on the Table.
No, like if you brought, here's how I would know. If you came to me today and you were like, this is going to happen on Saturday, this is going to happen on NFL Sunday, and those happen, then I would believe you're from the future. Good way to prove it, right?
where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.